Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, darling. Darling.
I said
hello,
darling.
What's up, girl?
Yeah,
she's breaking the news.
I said
hello. Versus now Dolly Day.
A new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swing while Love and Money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
Made possible by the following sponsors.
The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Have you been dreaming of a tropical retreat full of complete relaxation, aquamarine waters, and miles of pristine shoreline? If so, there's no better destination than sunny Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, for your next beach getaway. Now, where to stay in Cabo? Stay where I stayed, of course. Welcome to Hacienda de la Cruz. You will enjoy this beautiful little getaway right off the ocean, on the ocean, I should say. It has a beautiful kitchen, family room, courtyard up third floor, and 3.5 bathrooms, 3 bedrooms. It can comfortably accommodate 8 to 12 guests at this Cabo San Lucas Villa. It's a terrific size and layout, and you will enjoy days of breathtaking views of the Sea of Cortez and Land's End surrounding you every day. Make your getaway plans now at www.HaciendaDelaCruzLosCabos.com or check out Hacienda de la Cruz on Facebook. And don't forget to tell them Dolly sent you. Naper Settlement is also a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NaperSettlement.org. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GetLimo.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan's Steakhouse. Sullivan's offers guests a unique Naperville and Chicago steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Sullivan's Steakhouse. Check out SullivansSteakhouse.com. And Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Some of the best pizza in the southwest suburbs. Bricconi's. Check out www.bricconis.com. If you want to keep your home or business safe, go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Yes, check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number is 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. You needing some work done on your automobile? Yep. If you are looking for an experienced and trusted mechanic, look no further than Clark's Car Care. We're giving away free oil changes in honor of our new sponsorship with Clark's Car Care. Thank you, Clark's Car Care, for sponsoring the Darlene McCarthy Show and all the good things that we do. You help us continue to support non-for-profits in the Chicagoland area. So check out clarkscarcare.com and mention the Darlene McCarthy Show for your free oil change. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody, it's Dolly here. Yes, you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, where every week I give you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh on this weekly show, which is brought to you live here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. It's been with the show over now almost 3 years now. We're going to be celebrating our third year of the Dolly McCarthy Show very soon. And I have a very special announcement to make about that celebration, which I hope you'll all be a part of and join me for that. That'll be coming up soon. And just keep listening for special announcements and how you can be a part of the celebration of the good news show, the good show on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also on Rivet Radio. We just got picked up by Rivet Radio, so we are thrilled to welcome all our Rivet Radio listeners. Thank you for downloading the show and following along every week. And we also want to do a shout-out to Tuyville Internet Radio Network. Thanks to all my listeners there. And, of course, WCKG 1530 AM that carries the show every Sunday at noon. You can follow the show on Facebook. That's the Dolly McCarthy Show. How easy is that? Or on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. Our Twitter handle is at Good Dolly Show. And on Instagram, just the Dolly McCarthy Show. So, hey, everybody, if you're new to the show, I welcome you and I thank you for tuning in and giving the show a listen. It's been a while since I kind of explained what the show is about. It's a talk show. It's an hour-long talk show. Of course, we jam a lot of things in this hour, lots of interesting guests. But every week, I feature a non-for-profit. And if that bores you, which it does to some people, not me, I find it very interesting. And there's a lot of listeners that tune in just to hear about these non-for-profits. They want to hear about the good things that people are doing in our world. But also, I've got other things for you. We've got celebrities that come on, artists, musicians. We have country singers. You know, I love my country, and you'll find out soon enough. And we like to just talk and have a good time and spread the good word. So what is the good word? What's the good word? I'll tell you, it's been a good week. The show airs live every Thursday, but it's rebroadcast throughout the weekend, and it's capped off on WCKG 1530 AM on Sundays at noon. And I always just kind of recap the week, and I can't tell you, do I sound like a broken record sometimes? It's always a good week, really. I mean, it was a busy week for me, but it started off really fun on Sunday. We went and joined some friends up in Wisconsin. You know, I'm from Chicago, Northwest Side, and, you know, as a kid, we would go up to Wisconsin every summer for 2 weeks and enjoy Lake Geneva. We went to someplace a little closer. It's Powers Lake. The lake was completely frozen, just gorgeous. It was cold. I will give you that. We had to bundle up, but it was gorgeous. The kids were skating on the lake. The lake was about 8 inches frozen thick. And, you know, there are guys out there ice fishing and trucks on the lake. It's amazing. I can't get over how a truck can drive out on the lake with only 8 inches of frozen ice. It just amazes me that the truck doesn't break through 8 inches of ice. I guess it's like that egg trick, you know? You ever do that egg trick where you hold the egg a certain way in your hand and you squeeze it really hard, but it won't break? It just won't break? And that's kind of how the ice is. You know, we should have someone on the show to talk to us about how that all works. I'm no genius here. I try to just give information. I think we need someone to explain to us why that is. How could a truck drive on top of a lake and not break it? But anyway, so that was last Sunday, to start off the week in Wisconsin. Love Wisconsin. And the kids were on snowmobiles for the first time. A few years ago, I don't know if you remember, I told you all about my snowmobiling adventure up in upper Wisconsin, 6 hours north of Chicago. And we went snowmobiling for 2 days, nonstop, hours and hours at a time, in 39 below weather. I tell you, if I can do that, I can do anything. But that pretty much, I'm satisfied with that for the rest of my life, that I had that kind of adventure. I don't need to run no marathons. I'm happy. I was snowmobiling in 39 below weather across lakes and in beautiful trails in Wisconsin. If you've never done it before, it's something to experience for sure. But just make sure you bundle up and you have a lot of layers. I did that and I was warm. The only problem was my hands, my gloves. I was one of the last to get a snowmobile, so we had to take what was left, and there weren't any snowmobiles, they call them sleds up there, that had heated handlebars. That is key when you're snowmobiling. Make sure your handlebars are heated so your hands stay warm. Otherwise, you become known as the whiny chick on the snowmobile that's crying, her hands are cold, and you have to stop at another pub. I guess I made a lot of people happy because we stopped often. But anyway, we had a good week. It was just a kind of a busy week. I mean, how many of you have weeks where you're constantly doing stuff? Like, my washer broke. We had to get that fixed. I had to get an oil change in the car. We had so much laundry to do, not even funny. I had to meet with potential clients and employees. My daughter was sick. It was just nonstop. But another highlight, besides going up to Wisconsin this week, and I'm sure you all have had busy weeks like me, but I want to hear your good word. I want to know what's the good word with you. I went and I discovered a new bakery, moving from Naperville to Park Ridge. Park Ridge is very close to where I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago, and there are bakeries everywhere. It's amazing. You know, Naperville has so many Starbucks. Well, in the northwest side, Park Ridge area, we've got bakeries. And so I'm trying to hit every single one. The latest one I went to was House of Cakes. Walked in, and I will tell you, I felt like I was 5 years old when I walked in there because the smell takes you back. You know, you ever have that where you smell your mother's perfume and you feel like you're 12 again, kissing your mother goodnight because you can smell that Chanel number 5? Well, that's kind of how it is for me when I walk into a bakery. It just smelled this kind of bakery where everything is fresh and homemade, and you know they're baking at the moment you're walking in. It was just incredible. I wanted to cry. This is a dying, I think it's a dying industry. Is that the word? Yeah. Not a sport. Because everywhere else around Chicagoland, you don't see, besides in Chicago proper and very close to the outskirts of Chicago, you'll find these bakeries. And these are owned by Italian families. And they only accept cash. I wonder why that is. No, I'm kidding. I can say that because I'm Italian too, okay? Not picking on anybody. I just pick on my own. But it's always funny. But I said, I don't have any cash. She said, okay, if I write a check. I sounded like my mother. It was hilarious. I'm like, sure, honey, no problem. So I bought a homemade pizza. If you ever get a chance to come to Park Ridge area in the Chicago proper area, you've got to stop at a bakery on the northwest side or even on the south side. I think the south side has more of those Irish bakeries. There's more Italian-owned bakeries on the northwest side of town. And you got to try their homemade pizzas. The crusts are incredible. What can I say? It's not like a takeout or order pizza. It's different. It's pastry-like. I don't know how else to describe it. They're puffy, thick, and pastry-like. Anywho, it is to die for. Well, I, of course, went in and I bought the house. I bought some cookies for my neighbor. My neighbor is wonderful. He snowplows my sidewalk and my driveway. I mean, that is amazing. That's a good person, good family, good man. He got up the last snowfall we had. He was up early at like 5:30 in the morning. I woke up and I'm like, what is that noise? I thought it was my washing machine falling over. Really, because my washing machine was on its last leg. I told you I got my washing machine repaired again, the second time in 2 months. Thank God it was under a warranty. But I don't know how much longer I got with that thing. But I thought something was going on with the washing machine. I thought one of the kids had a machine going. Turned out my next-door neighbor had a snowplow, not on he didn't have the engine on. He was doing it manually because he didn't want to wake everybody up. Well, it didn't work. We all woke up because it still was pretty noisy. But bless his heart, he did my whole driveway, and I have a very, very long driveway, and my sidewalk. And he didn't just do the front half of my driveway. He did the bottom half, you know, closer to the street. He really worked his butt off. So I went to the bakery, got him cookies, got my boyfriend cookies, my kids cookies. And, you know, I thought I was doing a good thing, treating everybody to these delicious cookies. And, you know, it's a good thing to do. Yeah, it is a good thing to do. The pizzas were great. And the woman, oh, yeah, what else did I get? Oh, the chocolate eclairs. Now, you know that the place is legit if the chocolate eclairs are outstanding, and they were. They were outstanding. Give a visit over there at House of Cakes and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. The lady was so funny. I was buying the house. I get crazy when I'm in a bakery. And she said, honey, would you like a loaf of bread? And I said, no, I'm okay. I don't need any bread. Oh, this is on the house. Love it. Sweet as pie. How many of you are watching the Lip Sync Battle, that new TV show? I think it's season 2 now. The premiere was Channing Tatum. He is hilarious. He did a lip sync to Let It Go, you know, from Frozen, and it was a lip sync battle. I think he's got this battle with his wife going. It was hilarious. Then his wife did Cold Hearted Slave from Paula Abdul, and she came out halfway in the show, in the song, and she was fantastic. I love Paula Abdul. Of course, because she's my era. You know, I was in high school when Paula Abdul was popular and was dancing and doing all the videos. She was one of the original, you know, music video gals. You know, she really got it. She's the one who blazed the trail, I should say, for music videos. I got a lot of good things going on in my life, and I wanted to hear what was going on in yours. What's the good word, everybody? Please send me messages on Facebook and Twitter, and let me know how everything is going in your life. What is the good word? All right, the other thing is I wanted to tell you about was my friend Ronnie B. Elvis. We got together yesterday and had breakfast over at this new restaurant in Park Ridge. It's called The Pit, and I had never eaten there, so I'm going to give a shout-out to them. They're not a sponsor of this show, but they just opened up. It's hard to open up a brand new restaurant because the Pickwick restaurant was there for years and years. And, you know, when that closed down, a lot of people in the community were disappointed and saddened by it. And then this, the new owner, Tim, opens up the Pick, which was, you know, hats off to him to salute the old Pickwick restaurant. He called it the Pick. He actually took part of the old sign, what was left of it. The only thing that was left of it was Wick. The Pick part was gone. And he hung that in the restaurant. So he salutes the old restaurant. He salutes the past, present, and he's the future of this community. Well, sadly, a lot of people in this community, not everybody, but there's plenty, that are kind of silently boycotting this restaurant. Why? This is a family that lives in Park Ridge. They're boycotting it because, you know, it's not the old Pickwick. And it's, I think maybe because it's not named the Pickwick, it's called the Pick. So that's kind of a sad thing. I hope people listening, if you're from Park Ridge or in the Chicagoland area, you'll go over to the Pick restaurant. It's just right over there in Uptown Park Ridge, right next to, hello, the Pickwick Theater, which I love. Oh, my goodness. You know, they're family owned, and we want to support these companies, these businesses. Anyhow, Ronnie B, you've heard Ronnie B on this show before. Always fun to have Ronnie B. He and I were sitting there having a breakfast, and this is what Ronnie B says. And I got it. I recorded it. Listen in.
Hello, friends. This is Ronnie B. Elvis. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. She's Chicago's very own Dolly, please. What a sweetheart. What's good word, Dolly?
Ronnie, I love you. Ronnie's always listening to the show, so he knows that I always ask, what's the good word? Actually, that's not my phrase. That was my dad's. He used to say that to us when we walked in the door after school, a long day, and we really didn't want to talk to our dad. And he would be like, hey, Dolly, what's the good word? Oh, Dad, I don't know. You know, it's nice out. The nun didn't hit me over the head with the ruler today. No, I'm kidding. So that's just kind of a salute to my daddy on this show. We're trying to always keep it positive here. There's so much good news in the world today. There's a lot of bad with plenty of good. And this is what this show is all about. Well, Ronnie and I were over at the PIC enjoying a great breakfast. You should go over there and experience it. Say hello to Tim. Tell him I sent you. I know he'll smile about it. And Ronnie, of course, always the entertainer. Tim wanted a picture with Ronnie. And you can check out Ronnie B. Elvis. He's on Facebook. He has a picture of him and Tim, the owner of the PIC. And I really hope you guys will all go and support the PIC. So Ronnie is going to be meeting and greeting and singing your favorite Elvis songs, ladies, at Diva's Attic on February 10th. This is at 6 o'clock. It's a Valentine's Day bash. You'll stop by and enjoy the wine tasting there. You can check out all the wonderful ladies' attire and accessories and home furnishings they have. That sounds cool. It's located Diva's Attic at 106 North Benton Street in Woodstock. Ron, are you listening to the show? Sometimes he's fishing and he doesn't hear my show live. But if you're listening, Ronnie, you should call into the show and tell us more about this, what you're going to be singing and doing. But do you know the historic square of Woodstock? That's the square where Hollywood shot Groundhog Day with Bill Murray. That's the square. She's right there. So if you're interested in seeing where they shot Groundhog Day, maybe you've never seen the movie. It is hilarious. It's a great movie. Go rent it. Your kids will love it. Ronnie B. Elvis will be, you'll have an Elvis sighting on February 10th at Diva's Attic in the historic square of Woodstock. This is 106 North Benton Street in Woodstock, Illinois. Their number is 815-338-3482. And you can contact Ronnie B. Elvis directly on Facebook, Ronnie B. Elvis, or you can email him, ronbelvis@yahoo.com. And he's going to have a great show. He always has a great show. He'll be there. Hey, you know what? I got to tell you, I had a guest this morning. We were supposed to have Jim Cordy from, Hairspray is performing over at the Paramount Theater. That's another thing I was going to tell you about, but I was waiting for Jim Cordy to call in. He was supposed to call into the show, and we're going to get Jim in just a moment. So why don't I play you guys one of your favorite songs while we're getting Jim Cordy on the line. We'll be right back. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Good Show. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show, The Good Show, on Blog Talk Radio and WCKG, Tuyaville, and Rivet Radio.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Like the 4th of July.
Listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey everybody, this is Keith Semple, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Do you know where that song is from? One of my favorite musicals of all time. Hairspray. Good morning, Chicago. I mean, Baltimore. That is an amazing song. One of my favorite songs. I had the pleasure of hearing that song live on stage. We've talked about this place many times on this show. The Paramount Theater. An amazing theater that puts together amazing productions. And our friend Jim Cordy joins us now. I told you he was coming on the show. I do deliver, folks. We got him.
Good morning. Good morning, Dolly.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi. I am surprisingly well for all the craziness going on.
Yeah, Saturday night was a big night. I was so thrilled. Thanks for inviting me. I brought my 17-year-old daughter, and she's Instagramming and talking about it still, and she loves that musical.
Fantastic.
And she said, Mom, this was so awesome. That opening scene with Good Morning Baltimore, that scene, we all got goosebumps. We always get goosebumps at the Paramount. You guys are just doing a fantastic job over there.
I still do, too. It just doesn't get old. I still get chills watching these shows. Yeah.
Really? Well, okay, if for those of you just tuning in, Jim Cordy, the artistic director at the Paramount Theater. How many years, Jim, have you been there now?
We are going to end our fifth year with West Side Story coming up.
Oh, okay. So, Wow. Okay, West Side, another one of my favorite musicals. I'm just so excited about this season coming up. Well, Hairspray is playing now at the Paramount Theater. The Broadway musical, well, it started this past weekend, and it goes till February 21st. I posted about it on my Facebook page, and I'm thrilled that there are so many people planning to go already. They said, I'm going Friday night, I'm going, Dolly, this night. So it's thrilling. And the place was packed.
Yeah. It is. It's selling great. Well, you know, it's got great music, great performances, and it's got a very well-voiced message, I think, that we it's very timely and important story, you know?
Well,
and I just love it for that. It's got a big heart.
Sorry, Jim, I talked over you. That's the beauty of radio. Well, it reminds us of the importance of accepting one another. It's a great message that you are sharing with the community.
Right. You know, our leading girl, Tracy, is, you know, she's not accepted because she's overweight. And then she dazzles everybody when she gets on to this teenage dance show. And then she realizes it's important to her to integrate the show, that there was just one day a month for the black kids to get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to make every day an integrated day. And and you see what she goes through to make this happen and see how this metaphor of why can't the black and white kids dance together kind of speaks to a lot about what's going on in our country right now. Why can't we dance together? You know?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. It's important, the importance of individuality, too, and accepting one another. And
she's a very strong individual and loves herself and doesn't need anybody's approval. And she's got a great noble character about her for a teenage kid in Baltimore in 1962. She's a wonderful character. And I know our director, Amber Mack, who's done an amazing job on this show, feels that the big message of the show is that we all need to be Tracy Turnblads. We all need to look at life the way she does. And I think she succeeded in getting that message across.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the gal, it's Amelia Jo Parrish, who played Tracy
the
Paramount Theater's production of Hairspray. I mean, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. This kid is a star.
And it's her Paramount debut, right? It's her Paramount debut?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about her.
22 out of the 30 people on the show are making their debut at Paramount. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amelia Jo has just been, you know, going from regional theater to regional theater. And she walked in one day and just blew us away. And we couldn't believe how lucky we were. But she was among us. Yeah. She's a real triple threat, a real powerhouse singer, dancer, actor. And people are just loving her.
Yeah, she was outstanding. Well, the whole cast was amazing. But it was nice to see the individuality of Tracy, of Amelia Jo Parrish herself going up there. And, you know, it just was an example to also celebrate the fact, you know, we all come in different shapes and sizes and colors, and you can entertain and be as entertaining and fun and engaging as anybody up there, no matter what your shape, size, or color is, and very accepting. The audience was in awe of her.
Yeah. I tell you, I got chills from Ife Butler's number. I Know Where I've Been. I've known Ife for many, many, many years. And she just stops the show with that number, but I could not believe I actually got chills from my toes up. And I was thrilled that Ife is at Paramount as well. Ife Butler is just another powerhouse performance.
Absolutely. Oh, she's the one who gave me goosebumps. You guys are nonstop over there at the Paramount. I'm just in awe of I can't say enough good things about the Paramount, what's been coming out of this theater in recent years. And really, you know, you got to credit Jim Cordy. Jim, you are doing an amazing job. We have to keep you here. We cannot see you going to Broadway or anywhere else. We already have.
Well, you know,
This
I
is Broadway
get a lot
right
of credit
here,
for a lot of people's work, I got to say. It comes with the office, I guess. We are surrounded with such top-notch talent and artists and designers and tech people and production people and even our office staff, our box office staff. This all adds up to an experience that you will never forget when you come to Paramount. And I am really just a part of it and very proud to be a part of it. And,
yeah.
And it all seems like it's all meant to be happening. It's got a life of its own, and there looks like there's no end in sight. We're planning next season and the season after that. We're going to be start looking at creating new musicals, pre-Broadway musicals, new musicals, and yeah, the place is just exploding. We're bursting at the seams. With all kinds of new ideas and announcements to make in the future.
Yeah, well, I want to hear about, do you have any, we've got West Side Story coming up.
Right, and West Side will end this season, season number 5. Mm-hmm. And then we start up again in the fall. And we're not supposed to announce anything yet till March.
All right.
I really should, because I don't want to mess up. It all has to do, just so your listeners understand, it has to do with licensing. And we've got to announce the next season on certain dates, certainly publicly. It's all copyrighted.
Well, you can be the first to hear if you are a subscriber to the Paramount Theater.
That's right.
You can subscribe to it. I know folks that are,
Yeah, if you become a subscriber, you'll be the first one to know about next season, and you'll be the first people to have access to tickets for next season. And I'm promising you, it's going to be astounding.
Okay.
So,
we are looking forward to that. Well, there's also lots of other things coming up that we can mention in this season, the 2015, 2016 season. Stomp is coming later in February. Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Oh, my. That's going to be a salute to Ella Fitzgerald. Whoa. Judy Garland and Patsy Cline. People, that is going to be fantastic. And Donnie and Marie are coming. They're coming.
They are.
Remember last
summer.
Year? They were supposed to come last year, but they had to reschedule. So they're back in May.
Yeah. Yeah,
that'll
very
be fun
exciting.
To see.
They love Paramount. They love Aurora. They love the crowd here. And they're making a point of coming back because they had such a good time.
Yeah,
so,
well, what's
yeah.
not to love about it? You come to Aurora, there's easy parking, cheap. Actually, Saturday night, Jim, I found parking on the street for free. But I've parked many times in that lot for $10, right across the street from the theater. It's so easy, and it's lovely. You can also walk across. I've done it to the casino really close by right after a show.
Sure.
And the theater itself, from the theater was built in 19, it opened in 1931. So
correct.
You can imagine the beauty of just being in that space too.
It's designed by the Rapp brothers, and it's referred to as Venetian Art Deco. It's a representation on the walls of the theater. There's a representation of the canals of Venice in the 18th century. Venice, and then the ceiling and all the decorations are this kind of Italianate Art Deco, which is stunning. I'm so glad they saved this building, and she's a landmark, and she's not going anywhere. And hopefully, we'll continue to produce shows custom designed for this theater, which everyone is enjoying. We're becoming a regional theater. Getting national attention, and we're getting actors from all over the country now.
And this year, you guys got nominated for Jeff Awards, right? So,
we got nominated for 16 Jeff. We got 16 Jeff nominations, and we brought home 5 trophies. We got 3 for Les Miserables, and we got 2 for Tommy. This is Tommy.
Very exciting. And this was your first year being eligible, right? Your first
correct.
Year being eligible. And
correct.
Look at
that. Blew my mind. I thought it would take years for us to get an award. Look what happened. It's happening. Yeah.
Good thing. Good things happening. Good things happening, Jim. Keep up the good work.
And congratulations on Hairspray. It was just fantastic. Can't wait for the next productions. But, hey, enjoy what's here right now.
Thanks for being a subscriber.
I love the Paramount. Love of everything you're doing over there. I can't say enough good things about it. And I know you've got lots of donors and people that support the theater, and it's not possible, at least the first few years, it really, really, really helps create and make things happen there. So I know your donors and people that are supporting subscribers, thank you all for bringing this caliber of excellence in theater production to our very own backyards at, you know, a convenient area for a lot of families to bring. And sometimes, you know, going downtown is Chicago is not really that fun or easy, and it seems like it's even more expensive down there. So I think Paramount has really found a niche or brought the excellence in theater production right in our very own backyard. So it's really wonderful to see it. It's great to support. So the production is Hairspray, going on through February 21st. Check out the Paramount Theater, ParamountAurora.com for tickets and more details on other shows coming. And you know, Jim, thanks again for coming on the show. I'm telling you, one of these days you got to come in the studio, though.
I got to get away. It's hard to get out of here.
I know. Maybe I'll come to the Paramount. We'll do a show from the Paramount so we finally can get see Jim.
Sweet.
I can meet you in person. Well, congratulations again on Hairspray,
thanks,
Jim. Thanks for calling into the show. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show. Thank you, my friends, Love and Money, the band that put together lots of these fun tunes that I played throughout the show. I just love these guys. We have a very important announcement to make. The Dolly McCarthy Show is celebrating 3 years. Can you believe it? 3 years. I'll be going into my fourth year of doing this show. Almost 200 shows, guys. Thank you all for all the support and love and your messages through the last 3 years. It's really been a thrill doing this show. You know, I work full-time. I got a full-time gig doing news and traffic in Chicago. But this is something I started out as a hobby, and it is now just it's my passion. I love being able to talk to people like Jim Cordy and non-for-profits all over Chicago. It's great to be able to, you know, lift them up, be a supportive voice, give them a voice in the Chicagoland area. So the important announcement that I'm going to make. I'm going to do it next week, so stay tuned. It has to do with the 3-year anniversary, and you all can definitely be involved. Real quick announcement before we talk to my next guest, who is with the Chicago Auto Show. It's actually Dave Sloan. He's the GM for the Chicago Auto Show. He's going to be joining us. You know, I've talked about this on my show before. There's a lot of you guys like cars. Okay, well, us chicks, we like cars. We like the muscle cars. We like the loud cars, too. I grew up with a dad who had a passion for cars, and I had no choice but to watch him many, many nights with my brothers, 5 brothers, in the garage working and restoring cars. We once restored, I can't tell you, I think it was a 1968 Corvette. It was the same Corvette Elvis rode in, I think it was Viva Las Vegas. Anyway, I'm so excited to be talking to the auto show. I can't wait to hear what's new this year and what we can expect at the auto show. And we on the Dolly McCarthy Show are giving away free tickets to the Chicago Auto Show. So look for information on how you can win those tickets on our Twitter at Good Dolly Show or on our Facebook page, the Dolly McCarthy Show. Real quick announcements here. Cassa Cane County is having their Children's Championship celebration. This is their annual gala. Can you believe this year they've sold already 800 tickets to this event? It's going to be at the Q Center in St. Charles. This is March 5th, 2016. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event. We put together an amazing live auction item for Cassa Cane County. So we're so excited that we're going to be contributing with the help of many of the sponsors of this show and folks and businesses in the Chicagoland area that contributed to our package for Casa King County. So excited. We did the same thing, too, for Tri-City Family Services. Their annual gala and benefit is April 16th this year, and we've got a great package for them, including a sailing adventure. You could go racing on a sailboat on a Wednesday night. I love sailing, and we've got a donor. You'll hear more about this in the near future, a donor from the Chicago Yacht Club that is donating his sailboat, yacht, whatever you call it, though. It's huge, and it's just gorgeous. It's including dinner and all you can drink and eat, and it's going to be fantastic. If you're interested in these packages that I've been talking about, you can go to the Tri-City Family Services Annual Gala and Benefit, April 16th, or how about Casa Kane County? There's 800 people going already to that one, 500 to Tri-City. These are non-for-profits, charity organizations that need your support because our state budget, we don't have one, and they're not getting what they need to fulfill the needs of our children in our communities. I can't say nothing. If I would have won that Powerball jackpot, we would have wiped the slate clean for these two groups. If I would have won that Powerball jackpot, I would retire and I would become a CASA volunteer full-time because I believe in what they're doing. And we, as adults, we are our children's advocates. We're the ones that need to speak up for them, and that's what CASA does in the juvenile court system. I can't say enough good things about them, and I hope you'll come and join me for that. We're getting really near the end. We've got to take this call from Dave Sloan. He's calling in from the Chicago Auto Show. He's the GM at the Chicago Auto Show. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, I sure am. How are you doing,
Fantastic.
Dolly?
Fantastic. I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm so excited. The auto show is here.
Here we come.
Well, it's actually coming,
You're right.
First of all. It starts February 13th. It's Valentine's Day weekend. What a perfect Valentine's Day weekend thing to do.
Well,
guys,
I'll tell you what,
you
were just talking about a good cause, and I'll tell you what, we've got a good cause on February 12th, which is the black tie preview of the Chicago Auto Show, where we, the Chicago Auto Trade Association, this great association of franchised new car dealers in Chicago, turned the keys of the auto show over to 18 charities. They sell tickets to the First Look for Charity. As I said, it's black tie. And we sprinkle food all over the million square feet of the show. There are 40 food stations, beer,
I
wine.
I think it's more of a shower.
A couple of
Dave, that's
cocktail,
more of a shower of food.
And they keep the proceeds for the ticket sales. We're going to raise about $2.5 million for these 18 charities, and we're so excited about that. We've got two vehicles to give away that night, a Lincoln MKX Black Label and a Jeep Renegade that were donated by Jeep and Lincoln. We're very thankful to them for doing that. But, boy, are we excited about the First Look for Charity on February 12th.
Oh, you ain't kidding. I am, too. I'm going to be there for sure. Misericordia
great.
Is one of the beneficiaries. We're going to have Sister Rosemary on the show. She's so grateful. And last week we had Ray Graham Association on. I know they're one of the beneficiaries. And next week we'll have Turning Point Autism on the show. Those are a lot of our favorite charities, and we're happy that you are still supporting them. You know, the Chicago Auto Show is coming to Chicago, McCormick Place. This is February 13th through the 21st. As Dave mentioned, First Look for Charity, that's the night before. You get the first look, and it's a chance for you to wear your tuxedos, guys and gals, your gowns. This is February 12th. You can get tickets through 18 charities. Go directly to those websites, or you can check out the ChicagoAutoShow.com and buy tickets there. But if you go to the charity's websites, right, they can purchase the tickets, and your tickets will actually go to that specific charity. So you could pick one of the 18 that's your favorite, right? Is that how it works out?
Right. You can do that. Yeah, you can do that at the Chicago Auto Show website, too, at firstlookforcharity.org. And tell us, I mean, you can pick any number of the charities you'd like your funds to go to. So pick all 18 or the top five or whatever you want to do, and we'll split it up among the charities.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
You can spread the love. Absolutely.
Yeah,
the auto
right.
show was first staged in 1901. Isn't that amazing? It's the largest auto show in North America. And so the tradition continues. This year marks the 108th edition of the Chicago Auto Show. You know, we've only had 50 Super Bowls, Dave. But we've had 108 Chicago Auto Shows. And it's
and you
so
do
great
the math.
The auto
yeah, you do the math and you go, wait, it's been going since 1901, but only 108 shows. What happened? Well, we didn't have any shows during World War II because the entire auto industry, of course, turned its efforts to make everything we needed to win the war, airplanes, tanks, jeeps, everything. And they were a big player to win the war. So we got the first auto show going after the war in 1950, and we've continued ever since.
Oh, Finn. And it's just an amazing event to see. If you've never gone, it's just you're in awe. And so plan on spending at least 3 hours. How long does it take, you think, to get through a million square feet of space?
You know,
is it a million
average,
or is it more than
that? It's just a hair over a million square feet. So the average, the average is about 3.5 hours. But, you know, we have people who come year after year. You ask what's new. We have people coming every year, and that's because the show is new every year. And even people who come year after year are going to find a whole new show this year because we really redid the floor plan over the summer. And everything you think you know where it is, it's in a different spot. There are three manufacturers in the same spot. Everyone else has moved, and so it's really going to be fun. Everyone needs to download the Chicago Auto Show app so that there's an interactive map on the app, and it'll help you find your way around the show so you don't miss anything.
Yeah. Those maps, those mobile apps are a lifesaver. Definitely do
yeah.
that, and that's where you can download it. And you can also win a Buick Encore, I hear, by downloading
yeah,
the app.
Yeah, yeah. Just by downloading the app, you can win a Buick Encore. And then as you use it throughout the show floor, you'll have more chances to win the Encore. So it pays to be using it while you're on the show, while you're walking around the show.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So tell us about, you've got a new floor layout, and tell some of the exciting things people can see at the show this year. How about like future technology in the future?
Oh, yeah. There's so much technology on cars today. You know, everyone's talking about driverless cars and autonomous vehicles, and people would be surprised to know just how much of the technology that's going to make cars driverless and autonomous is on cars today. And when you think that the average age of a car on the road today is about 11 years, there's a lot of technology. If you've been out of the market for a while, there's a lot of technology that you need to learn about, and there's no better place to do that than the Chicago Auto Show. But there are, you know, there's all kinds of safety equipment on cars, you know, cars that park themselves, cars that stop themselves in case of an emergency. They keep you in your lane. They, you know, 360 wraparound cameras so you can keep an eye on what's going on. It's just incredible. And all that is the safety technology that will be used in hopefully the long-term future when cars are driverless. Because
you know,
I hate the thought of giving up the opportunity to drive. I just enjoy driving so much. I'd hate the to give up the wheel.
Late night driving would be nice. I saw a video on YouTube, and it didn't mention what car manufacturer it was. So I'm curious. I'll be searching at the auto show for this and finding this technology. But they were showing a car stopped at an intersection, and she was about to make a left turn. And she started making a left turn. The car stopped for her. She couldn't
wow.
move.
Yeah.
And guess what
yeah.
happened? There was a car zooming past her that almost hit her. And the technology, it saved her life. Isn't that just amazing?
Wow.
Her judgment
it
was
is.
Off. She couldn't tell that car was coming that fast. And the car was smart enough to say, you're not going anywhere. We're staying right here. Isn't that amazing, the technology? Oh, God, I love that stuff. You know, when I was growing up, Dave, you probably know this, because the Chicago Auto Show, my dad would go down there with my brothers every year. And they came back, and they were talking about this technology of car phones. phones. Can you believe this? Oh,
yeah.
Well, 20 years from now, we're going to have car phones. What? Are you crazy? I remember hearing that when I was maybe 7.
Well,
so
that's the other thing.
You're absolutely right about this technology.
All the technology that you know, turns all the connectivity in your phone and helps you, you know, with your car. So your car becomes a mobile hotspot. It's a mobile office. It's everything you need it to be. And that connectivity between your phone, and it really, it helps make using your phone while you're driving so much safer. There's laws in Illinois. You can't be on the phone, using your phone in your hand while we're driving. And so everything the automakers are doing to keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, and still let you use the things that you need on your phone, like maps and calling and doing what you need to do. So there's lots of concept cars coming to the show. That's always a favorite of the showgoers. And we have a couple of brands that are on the show floor. Hyundai has a new luxury brand called Genesis that'll be on display for the first time, which was really neat. That's the other thing. So you hear about electric cars and cars that are getting better fuel economy and safer and so on, but they're still making them fun to drive. All this government regulation is not handcuffing the engineers. The cars are still fun to drive. They're still beautiful to look at. And really, the Chicago Auto Show is all about stoking the passion of people and their love affair with the automobile.
Dave, you have an amazing job. I'm jealous.
It's fun.
I'm sure a lot of men are jealous of your job, being around cars all the time. Hey, congratulations on 108 years, right? Am I right? 108
you are
Chicago
right.
Auto
you
Show.
You are right.
Wow. Tickets, you can get tickets, folks, at ChicagoAutoShow.com/tickets. They're only $12 for adults, $7 for children. Free admission for kids under 6. And you always had this family day. That's February 15th. That's when the kids are off school. I love it.
President's Day,
that's what I'm planning on bringing my kids down. And there's weekday discount coupons and Fifth Third Bank opening weekend. Lots going on. Check out the website, ChicagoAutoShow.com. Dave Sloan, GM for the Chicago Auto Show. Congratulations again. Another exciting year for the Chicago Auto Show. I will see you at First Look.
Thanks,
you, Dave.
Dolly. We'll look forward to it.
Really am looking forward to it. February 13th through the 21st. Don't miss out on this Chicago tradition at the Chicago Auto Show. Dave Sloan, thanks again so much.
Thank you.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
What a great show we've had, folks. Thanks for everybody tuning in and for calling in. Sorry I couldn't get to your calls, but I know you're out there and you're supporting the show and you're excited. Someday soon, we'll create a longer show and we'll be able to take these calls. But I just am so grateful to see the phone lines light up, and I love the fact that you guys send me messages and you're excited about the good things that we talk about on the show. Real quick, couple more announcements. You're not going to want to miss out. The Brightside Theater is putting on two productions coming up in February and March. Not Now, Darling plays February 19th through March 6th. Performances are at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. You can call 630-447-8497 or visit brightsidetheater.com for more tickets. That's 630-447-TIXS. And they're also putting on Legally Blonde Jr. This plays February 20th through February 28th. Don't miss out on that. And Dodging for Lou Gehrig's Dodgeball Tournament coming up February 26th. I'm so excited to MC this event. A couple weeks ago, we had these two very bright young ladies on the show, Delaney Gibbons and Taylor Morrissey, are putting this together, seniors at Naperville Central. Hats off to them. And the ALS Lou Gehrig's Foundation, we're really thrilled to be a part of that and helping out in that cause. Stomping out ALS. Everybody, thanks so much for listening to The Good Show. The Good Show, I call it The Dolly McCarthy Show. Be good, everybody. Got to end the show. Stay positive. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And please like The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow on Twitter. Have a good week, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye now.
Ooh, yeah. It's The Dolly McCarthy Show.